Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
.39 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 45 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or download the free WRHI app and just stay with us all morning long.
Well, when our guests become part of our family,
yep,
you lose track of the time.
You do.
And what you're talking about.
It's like the 6 degrees of separation, and you sit down here and you leave. We meet and we're unrelated. You leave and we're cousins.
And we're cousins.
We figured it out.
Especially with both of us in the room, for
yeah,
sure.
And with parents like we have.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're bringing in our good friend Elizabeth Bowers from the Ann Springs Close Greenway. And good morning to your friend.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, we love catching up with you and especially learning what's the latest at the Greenway.
That's right. And it's a good time to catch up because April is Love the Greenway Month. And so I'm so happy to be here on April 1st. What a great opportunity to kind of talk about what's going on with us this month and hopefully get people outside.
Well,
getting outside, I've already seen some pictures on Facebook that your concert series is back in the evenings, and it's been a great success based on the pictures.
It is. The Gateway is open for business, and our canteen is hosting music Friday and Saturday nights, our sunset sessions. So it's very casual, low-key, come have dinner, picnic, and listen to some live music. And then we'll ramp up again in May with the summer concert series at the Comporium Amphitheater. And that'll look more like it did in previous years. So we're really excited to get back to that and be socially distant at the Comporium Amphitheater. If you've ever been out there, you know that is super possible. And so we're excited to be able to get people outside and listen to some great bands.
It will become part of your summer routine.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
you
right.
Think it's just such an opportunity. I mean, now when I drive by and I see all the activity happening, my husband said, "What are they having at the Greenway?" I said, "It's called Saturday." It's just get out and enjoy the outdoors, right?
Yes. And we did host our Blue Star Blitz last weekend. That was the Outdoor Recreation Festival. That's our kickoff to spring. Kind of kicks everything off for Love the Greenway Month. And, you know, that is really just a time where we celebrate the Greenway for what it is. It's 2,100 acres that will always be preserved in Fort Mill. And we love to stop and think about what Fort Mill would be like without it. And how grateful we are to have this treasure, especially in the last year, you know, where we've seen membership just grow tremendously, and people are just, you know, really more than ever wanting to get outside and take advantage of all nature has to offer.
Tell us what the signs say. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, because during this month, when you drive on 21 or, you know, the parkway, you start to see these signs that maybe have, I don't know, a little message, short little message, and I have this feeling like they connect to a bigger purpose. So can you explain that?
That is, I'm so glad you said that, because that was certainly our hope, and we do. Every year we kind of roll out this roadside signage campaign to remind people of how big the Greenway is, and you know, you drive by lots of green space and maybe don't realize that is Ann Springs Close Greenway, nature that will never end up becoming a new housing development. And, you know, while grateful for all the growth in Fort Mill, because it's brought us a ton of growth too, you know, we also are so grateful for the property and what it does for quality of life in Fort Mill. So the signs are just little reminders of, you know, while you're driving, take a minute, how many houses would be in it, some stuff like that.
Great.
And, you know, we'll have some more stuff coming a little later this week. Just to kind of remind people, you know, that Fort Mill is twice the size of Ann Springs Close Greenway is twice the size of Central Park. So, you know, what a gem in Fort Mill to have a piece of property that you'll always be able to kind of see as you fly in, even as the aerial has certainly changed a lot in the last 25 years.
We're speaking with Elizabeth Bowers, who's with the Anne Springs Close Greenway. We're going to switch gears real quick and talk about your involvement with the Strawberry Festival and a new event.
That's right.
That's part of the festival.
I have been able to be involved with the Fort Mill Economic Partners. That group is hosting the inaugural Strawberry Sprint and Stroll, which is a 5K and fun run associated with this year's Strawberry Festival, which certainly looks a little different than it has in previous years. But the Greenway is involved. We're going to host a pancake breakfast. We have our spring artisan market that's kind of serving as this year's festival market. And certainly, while everything will probably return to Walter Elijah Park next year, we're glad to host them. Mm-hmm. And the Sprint and Stroll is this great new opportunity for people to get out and run or walk or stroll through historic downtown Fort Mill. You know, I don't know of any road race like this. It's super exciting to be able to bring it to Fort Mill. I think people will love it.
Can I saunter?
You can saunter.
Thank you.
You cannot be, you can do it for no time. I love the hiking challenge at the Greenway because people are just not worried about their time. They're just out there to do it and have fun.
Yeah.
So come out there and do that too. And so I encourage people to sign up now. And, registration is limited for COVID safety purposes. We also have a virtual option this year. So if you're not quite ready to get out and be in a crowd, we encourage you to still participate virtually. Start to finish, the race organizer that we work with really has a fun option for that. It's really pretty substantial, and you really feel like you've participated in something. So I encourage people to kind of do whatever, meet you wherever you are in your exercise journey. Just get outside this April, and that's certainly the challenge from the Greenway. We want people to get outside and spend time outside in whatever fashion suits you best. So the Sprint and Stroll is certainly a great opportunity. And
vitamin D is a great thing to get.
The Sprint and Stroll 5K will be Saturday, April the 24th. If you are running it in person, it's a staggered start. So basically you show up and then you go?
You select a time when you register, a heat wave, and you can pretty much start within a 15-minute window. So the Greenway has had great success with it. We were joking this weekend, I'm not sure people will ever want to go back to the mass start because it's just so much more, it's nice to be able to just walk right up to the start line and not be elbow to elbow with people. So
take some of the anxiety out of it.
As a runner who has participated now in both versions, I have to be honest with you, I do like the staggered start. I did one back at the beginning of the year. It benefited my schedule more. I was able to have more flexibility with it. And you are still competing, but to your point, you're not, because that start, when you're elbow to elbow and you start, for a first mile, you're running on top of each other and bumping into each other, and that's okay. But, you know, if it doesn't need to be that way, and it proves that you can still do a good run without having that, that's well said.
I think the thing that we'll miss is the village atmosphere afterward. We're not doing that this year, but we certainly hope to in future years and kind of bring that community atmosphere back. And the focus is really on Fort Mill and, you know, what we offer just as from a quality of life standpoint. And that's what the Fort Mill Economic Partners is about. So, we're here to support the town and the Strawberry Festival, and we're happy to be involved this year.
Again, it's the Strawberry Sprint and Stroll 5K and Fun Run, part of this year's South Carolina Strawberry Festival in the great town of Fort Mill. It is Saturday, April the 24th. Go ahead and get signed up today. Elizabeth Bowers is with the Anne Springs Close Greenway, and really anything in Fort Mill. If you've got a question, just direct them towards her.
Yeah. Sign up for the newsletter, too, because you guys put it out.
So
an
great.
Awesome newsletter with lots of information, and you'll have all that you need to get signed up for what you want to do.